It's no secret that many teachers are unhappy right now and seeking outside work, side jobs, and side hustles. So let's talk about digital marketing. Is that a possibility for you? And how to get yourself out of debt, how to hit your family's financial goals, and still be a teacher. Or maybe you want to leave the teaching profession. Stay tuned. Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite. Hey, welcome back to the show. I am your host, Emily Reagan. I have been a freelancer since I had to walk away from my full-time job and follow my husband's career, and I just couldn't find it in me to start over with a new job every 2 years. And so I started freelancing, and I have never looked back. I teach students hard digital marketing skills so they can also work online, and I get a lot of stay-at-home moms, but I also have quite a few teachers in my student groups who are looking for extra income or are looking to leave the profession. So I wanted to dedicate this podcast to helping teachers realize how awesome they are and why this could be a really good space for them, whether you need supplemental income or whether you're looking for a career change. Here's the thing right now, teachers, you guys have it so hard, and I just want to give you all the props and the thanks right now. You have done an amazing job teaching my kids how to read. As a mother of four, I am so grateful for you. I know the Zoom school was hard. I know all these COVID restrictions and requirements make it hard. I know parents have been very difficult lately. And on top of all of that, teachers don't get paid well. That's so sad in my heart, because what you're doing is raising the next generation and giving them the tools to be successful and run our country and make the world a better place. And you should be financially rewarded for that. It is not easy. Just ask any mother. It's not easy, especially to teach your own children. And what I experienced in Zoom school, like, oh my gosh, I have all the empathy for you. And you're good at it and you love it and it's in your heart to teach. And I'm seeing TikTok teachers like walking away from their jobs and crying, and they've just had enough, and it makes me so sad. And I just wish we could do something about this. And I know how hard it is because you bring your work home. There's like emotional drama too that you're trying to leave in the classroom, and then not getting paid well. And it just breaks my heart because one of my mastermind friends who I just saw last week was telling us how in Canada, teachers make six figures, and it should be like that. And I mean, here's the thing. I used to be a substitute teacher in two different locations, and I got paid hardly nothing. And it was an exhausting task. I loved it. I did it in college. I rearranged my schedule so I would have Fridays off. There were always a lot of Friday calls because teachers tended to be sick on Fridays, and I didn't mind at all. I loved working with middle schoolers, such an impressionable age. Plus, I was bigger than them. And I loved being the PE teacher because I just got to wear sweats and then go play soccer and dodgeball with them. I loved it. I also found a temporary gig being a substitute teacher back when my husband was stationed in Quantico, Virginia for 10 months. He was in the military. So that was nice to have some kind of work to do here and there to make some extra money. And I know some of the teaching, it's not as easy to be a substitute teacher right now, but I think they're also hurting for them as well. But there was a period there where you could not just anyone could be a substitute teacher. So that wasn't something I kept pursuing. But that's what a lot of military wives did over in Germany. We couldn't work on the economy. Germans didn't want Americans, you know, taking German jobs. So a lot of us were looking into substitute teaching. And I mean, that was my plan B. I ended up getting lucky and getting a job in the PA office, in the public affairs office. So it worked out. But teachers, oh my gosh. It's just so sad. And I know so many of my students have come to me as a teacher, whether they're looking to add extra income or they just cannot physically go back to the classroom or they're just done. I also have teachers who are just making extra side hustle money. Episode number two, I had my teammate Nicole on sharing her story as a teacher librarian. And she is doing this digital marketing work as a side hustle. And episode number four, I have Mary Lee Hayes. She was a language arts teacher who was spending too much time away from her kids. She was able to replace double her full-time income and working half the hours doing some of this freelance stuff. Also, listen to episode 8 with Megan Ramis. She talks about how she couldn't go back to the classroom and she started to look for different online opportunities, stumbled across this VA virtual assistant thing, found me, and within a week of joining my course and starting to learn this digital marketing tech work, she was being hired by a very, very talented and successful creative business owner to manage her Facebook community. So that one's worth listening to, episode number 8. Oh my gosh, I have so many. I have all kinds of teachers in my world. Lauren Shante, episode 24, started her business. Episode 30, Carolyn Gardner, she was an elementary school teacher. Episode 43, Halima Saleem, she's an ESL teacher. Episode 65, Kristen Espinar, another English teacher. She has a whole business now doing podcast marketing. And then most recently, episode 95, we had Brittany Barber sharing how she was an elementary school teacher. It was hard being in the military, and she found herself ready to go back to work while her kids were in school. And it's hard. I don't know how teachers do it, because you still have to worry about getting your own kids to school and being to work on time. So Brittany's episode is really good because she talks about how she found her dream client, bringing in her digital marketing skills and able to help a client who's into STEM. So she's able to combine both fields together. So it's just pretty amazing what's out there in the possibilities. And I'm glad you found this podcast, because I want to just give you a little pep talk here and tell you why this is the perfect side gig for teachers, why digital marketing in particular, and why you're going to be so good at this, even if you don't have a marketing degree, even if you've never done this work before. So first of all, let's break it down why teachers are so awesome. Your superpower as a teacher is truly multitasking. You have so much going on within your classrooms, and you're planning for the future, you're teaching in the moment, you're handling children's emotional needs, you are breaking up fights. Multitasking is not something everybody's good at. And as a digital marketing assistant, you are gonna have a lot going on. There's a lot of irons in the fire. There's short-term projects, long-term projects. You're trying to keep that content hamster wheel going and managing clients' like long-term goals. And it's really cool to see the teachers get into this space, because you guys always do so well. And that's because deep down, you have this love of learning. That's why you're in the field you're in, because you love to go on to the next thing. You love challenges and you love sharing that with what you've learned with other people. And it's fascinating, because I have a journalism background and I am kind of doing the same thing. I love learning something and sharing it with other people. I only like the time to like write it and craft it, whereas you can do that live with a group of people in a classroom, kids, adults. Like, not everybody can do this. This is a skill that is very, very rare. A lot of people, when they're faced with challenges, want to stay in the same place. Like, they don't want to move forward. It's uncomfortable to change. And digital marketing is so dynamic. 1 second Instagram is doing one thing, and then now everyone's trying this other strategy, and you have to be willing to pivot, put yourself out there, and keep learning and learning from those lessons. So kudos to you for that. And it's definitely going to give yourself an advantage in this place. And earlier I was talking about Megan Ramis here and how she got hired as a Facebook community manager with no experience, but that's because she was able to articulate why teachers are so amazing. And every single mom out there knows it. And so a lot of these business owners that are coming to me and sharing their jobs with my work group, they're females, they're moms, they get it, and they can truly appreciate your ability to multitask and to rise to the occasion and learn and adapt. So here's another thing that makes teachers awesome. I'm meeting so many admin VAs who don't write or have bad grammar. And when you're a teacher, you know, most of you are really good with grammar and proofreading and writing. And that is a skill that we can improve on and turn it into a form of copywriting or writing for social media. And you can truly be unstoppable. I'm meeting way too many people that limit themselves because they won't try writing. They're nervous about that. They don't want to put their work out there. They don't like being vulnerable, or they just feel like they're bad at it, so they won't try. And I'll tell you, in an online business, there's a lot of flipping writing. So you, with your skills and your background, your ability to communicate, you can really help an online business owner, even if you don't know the ins and outs of copywriting. We all need a second pair of eyes on our stuff anyway. I know me, I make lots of typos. Proud of it. It's just a matter of like taking the time to get somebody to QC it. So teachers, you are like sitting on a gold mine when you combine those three skills. Then add in the fact that you are basically like tech support. Look at what you've done during COVID. Look at how you adapted to Zoom and Google Classroom and all of these new apps and ways of communicating. This tech support, lean into this. The fact that you have been adaptable and you have figured this out, how to be efficient and effective with technology in your classroom. Like, there's so much you can do with this, from website support, podcast support, to building sales funnels, to audio and video editing. Combine that with your love of learning, your ability to multitask, and you will be on fire in this space. And on top of that, teachers are organized. And that is probably the hardest thing these creative online business owners have, is staying organized, creating SOPs, you know, systems and procedures, and really staying on task with their projects. So I know you've got a pretty bulletin board. I know you know how to create a lesson plan. Like, you could totally waltz into this project management zone and help your clients get stuff done. It doesn't mean you have to be the creative person in the business. Like, you can be the organized person that sticks to a plan. And that is needed. So many of these creative business owners are the visionaries, and they need people like you. They outnumber you. Like, you're in rare demand if you have that skill set. And I know you do, because you're a teacher. There's no way you could effectively teach if you didn't have that ability to organize and plan and focus on what the priorities were. Now, just think about if we combined your teacher skills with this whole e-learning market that's just going bananas right now, all of the courses and workshops and memberships where people are teaching, add in that ability for you to understand curriculum and how to effectively teach people. And again, fire. And I love this for you, because it would be so much more than admin. And if you're not familiar with my spiel, I'll say it really quick. I am not an admin virtual assistant. I am not an executive virtual assistant, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the reason why I like to push teachers toward digital marketing is because it will give you that flexibility to do the work in advance. It's usually not a burning fire. It doesn't require you to be on call. It's work you could do in the evenings, on the weekends, or in the mornings. I think you can balance that side job better. Like, for a while there, I was a Pinterest manager, and I loved it as a stay-at-home mom because I could work nap times, evenings, weekends. But you still have a 9-to-5, right? So it's hard for you. You don't want to get into a position where you're admin and they expect you to be on the clock a couple hours in the middle of the day. I think admin would be really hard. Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing workgroup. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists, who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialists and managers and strategists. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the workgroup with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show.
And it's not easy to transition if you're thinking about going from full-time teacher to full-time freelancer. Like, the transition is really hard. You know, you can pack your schedule for just a short while before you burn out, but eventually you have to go all in. There's nothing wrong with picking up a couple clients who need help with these projects and taking it on when you can. And then you have this lovely thing called summer breaks. Like, maybe you pick up extra work during your summer breaks. That's what Nicole on my team does. She revs up a little bit over the summer and can help me tackle some long-term projects. And it's great because she understands the principles of digital marketing. So she can come in and help that. She knows about SEO. She knows about content strategy. She can help me write. She can help me create that content. This is a whole field out there of digital marketing tasks you can do in your own time. I started out, like I said, doing Pinterest. I also help clients with blogs. Blogs are not a burning fire. You can get your clients to write them in advance, get you the pictures. You can schedule them out so you can still have your regular life. And you don't need a marketing degree to do this. This is technical work. It's using mechanical skills. And the more you do this type of work, you can up level, up the ladder, and start becoming more of a manager. And you can pull out of some of the grunt work too, but I really think it'll be good experience for you to start doing the work and getting that time with your hands dirty so you really see how the pieces come together. This is the perfect side gig for teachers because the marketing work will pay better than admin work. A lot of the admin work can be farmed overseas. People will pay lower rates, especially for newbies. So I like that marketing lends itself to more value-based pricing. It will put you in that position to be able to do projects, especially if you're more of a creative and you can help with some of that. You can definitely start charging more. If you can write, you can charge more. Admin work tends to be more replaceable. Creative marketing work is harder to replace you, especially when you understand somebody's business. You can charge more for doing some of the work. Okay, you can use the strengths you have already to lean into this. The fact that you're organized, if you're analytical, if you're creative, if you're in any kind of discovery call and you don't have a ton of experience, lean into that classroom experience. Use stories to show how you've done this. On top of that, like look at the communication. I haven't even talked about the communication. You're able to talk with children, your coworkers, and your parents. Like, oh my gosh, are you going to have any issues talking with online business owners? No. You're just going to have to adapt to some new channels. You're going to have to set boundaries to when you answer those texts, those emails, those messages, those voicemails. You're going to have to set boundaries around that. But you are going to have the communication skills. And I swear, I talk to so many business owners. I've shared over 1,000 job leads with my work group, with all of my students to help them get going. Number one complaint I get from online business owners when they hire any kind of new teammate, virtual assistant, digital marketing help is communication. They just want to know, when are you going to have it? What did you do? When are you going to work on it? And so many people fail at that. And I know you won't because you're a teacher and you get it. You totally get it. I love that you can work on the school breaks like we talked about. And I told you that the marketing work is better paying. So that's better extra income in your pocket. You might end up in a situation like Mary Lee where you're going to replace your income. It's going to be a no-brainer to walk away. She had a goal for that to happen with her for 2 years and she did it in less than a year. Replaced her full-time income and she was working half the time and she was able to enjoy her tweens growing up. I'm going to say tweens are like that age where she wants to connect with them before they get to high school. And she just felt that pull because she was spending so much time with everybody else's kids. It was hard to come home and be a good mother to her own. I was talking to one of my friends. She'll be on the podcast soon, Allison Springer. She's pretty big on TikTok and she had to step away from the teaching profession. And she loves what she does now and she's still doing something very similar. It's interesting how easily it crosses over to this space. But I know if I were starting out 10 years ago and you told me digital marketing, I would be like, I'm not good enough to do that. I don't know what you're talking about. We don't need to start off where you're a strategist or a consultant. We start off with you in the mailroom, working with a couple key clients, getting that experience, learning the clarity of what you want to do, what you enjoy, who you love working for, and all the things you don't, so you can build your business from there. And the cool thing about a freelance business is you ultimately decide who you work with and when you work. You set the schedule. You are an independent contractor. You agree to the terms. So you can rev up and rev down. You can accept projects or you can dial it down. All you have to do is communicate, right? Like that's the big key thing there. To piggyback off of communication, you need to work with people. Now, I love being autonomous and getting my work done, but I love being back on a team again. I love meeting with my team and making big things happen and tracking our progress and celebrating our wins. Like, I love that aspect of this online work, helping a business owner. And I know you're a helper. If you're an Enneagram 2, you're in the right place because you can be the support to an online business owner who has a big dream. And you get to affect other people through the ripple effect because they're helping more people. And it just goes out and out from there, especially if they have a situation with a course or a group coaching program or a blog that's like improving other people's lives. You get to be a part of that. and you can determine the niche. Oh my gosh, I was talking about Brittany Barber in that earlier episode, number 95. She found her dream client doing the STEM projects. And I'm not quite sure on the client's business. I just know it lights Brittany up because it was related to her field. You can find a niche that you like. I mean, just look at teachers pay teachers. I know so many teacherpreneurs that want to hire teachers who can help them with the content, but also understand digital marketing. Like, that could be your niche. And that is the essence of a unicorn, finding your unique crossroads of what you're good at, what you're passionate about, what the world is going to pay for. And then we add in the in-demand digital marketing skills and you find that sweet spot. And it's different for every single person, from a language arts teacher to a high school chemistry teacher. Like, there are different dream clients for each one, even a substitute teacher, even a preschool teacher. And let's be real here. Let's talk about the obvious thing here. I always like to say Captain Obvious. You're not working with kids, so you get a kid break. Your clients might act like babies sometimes. You might have to be a little bit of a therapist, but you're not having to work with kids. So sometimes it's nice to do something different, right? To have that variety. I thrive on variety and new challenges because, like you, I also love learning. So the no kids can really be a nice break. This digital marketing work is going to open up doors, and I can't tell you exactly what or where you'll go because everybody is so unique. If you're kind of like questioning what you should do, I want you to go take my quiz. It's a personality-based quiz based on the DISC personality, and you'll find it here in the show notes, and go take it, and it's going to spit out some ideas for certain jobs for you. And all of these jobs start with a basic understanding of digital marketing foundations and what online business owners are trying to do. So go check that out and tell me what you get. Send me a Instagram DM. You can tag me in a story. I would love to hear. And this could be a whole new career progression for you. I see this happen all the time. People are looking for a pivot. The online world is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. You can totally create a new professional path for you. And sometimes new options are a good thing. Getting paid well is a good thing. I don't want you to not teach my children, but if there's something else out there for you, I want to encourage you as woman to woman to pursue that and set yourself up for success so you're not in a situation where you ever feel stuck. This could be your plan B, ultimately. Maybe you start your own business from this. You know, maybe you get on TeacherTube and whatnot. Okay, if you're still listening to this podcast, first of all, thank you. I want you to know I'm speaking at the Edu Conference by Bored Pandas in Miami, July 12th through 14th. It's all about side hustles for teachers. If you want to join me, I'm going to put the link in the show notes, and I would love to have you there. And it's going to be so much fun. And if you're coming, would you please let me know? That, again, is in Miami, July 12th through 14th, and I would love to meet you for a drink. If you're going to do the conference, sign up with my link, please. It's probably an affiliate link, but I just want to look good for the conference, the conference promoters, because I do have a teacher audience. I truly do. And I've had so many students take my course, get in my network, pick up these jobs, and just get started. I have homeschooling moms and teachers alike, and I know this will be such a good field for you because teachers truly have that magical, rare skill set. Being well-rounded, having all that common sense, everything I talked about from multitasking, love of learning, ability to read and write, tech support, communication, you could be amazing at this. My Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School is opening again in the fall, but I also have a freelance business Kickstarter. If you're just wondering, how do I start offering some services? You can sign up for that. It's a quick course to get you going so you feel good, so you feel professional, so you understand the principles of discovery calls and portfolios and what you need. And you can lean into certain skills you're good at and just get going. That's the best thing you're going to do, is get action and don't turn something down. If this side hustle work is falling into your lap, keep your eyes open and say yes and learn on the way, because I know you got this. All right, I'll see you next week in our next episode of Unicorns Unite. Thank you so much for joining me. Teachers, you're the best. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services.
To be able to do projects, especially if you have creative juices in your body, you get to use your, and the other cool, and to piggyback off of communication,